"He's expecting you," said William. "He's playing billiards." North was surprised. "This is Thursday. He doesn't play pool on Thursdays."
"He knew you were coming. I think he thought you might like to play."
William looked at Swift and McIntyre.
"You could perhaps make it a foursome."
As they started off, William pulled North aside.
"FYI, he's not quite all there tonight, sir. A little heavy in the cups, as they say, where I'm from."
"I understand." And North did understand. Peter North was indeed smacking billiard balls, sending them careening wildly along the velvet. A cigar dangled from one corner of his broad mouth. Everything about his father was overly wide, thought North, except the shoulders.
"Boy, come on in and see if you can give an old fart a good match. $100 says I kick your ass, Merle."
Then he saw McIntyre, and his manner changed completely. He was indeed in his cups, and his words, while not exactly slurred, seemed extra heavily licked by his tongue before being expelled from his mouth.
"My, my. And who is this lovely young lady?"
"I'm Molly McIntyre, Mr. North. I go to Draven with Merle. And that's Jimmy Swift over there."
Peter took in Swift and grinned.
"Hell, that's right. You broke the record, you little speedball, didn't you?"
"I did, with your son's help."
Peter shook his head.
"Herschel Ruggles didn't need any help, and neither did you, Jimmy. Remember that, boy."
North put his bag down on the edge of the pool table.
"I'd like to show you something, Dad."
His father banked the 7 ball into the corner pocket.
"Show away, buddy boy."